In today's episode, we're going to be talking about manifesting generators. And I have lots of lived experience in this one, so I'm going to give you all my tips and tricks. And the biggest thing you're going to take away from this is that as a manifesting generator, you never have to stick to just one thing. Doesn't that sound magical? Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in. Let's talk about manifesting generators. Manifesting generators are kind of crazy. They represent 33% of the population. And in this episode, I may often slip and say we because I am a manifesting generator. So manifesting generators have a defined sacral center, just like generators do. They are a type of generator, and they have a motor to the throat. What this means is that manifesting generators are people who don't need people to get things done. Now, we all need people. I do realize that we all need people. But manifesting generators can just go out and make things happen, which is the danger because they're not here to initiate. Just like generators, manifesting generators are here to live in response. And that is a real challenge when you have the energy and the wherewithal to be able to initiate. So everything that we covered in the episode on generators applies to manifesting generators and then some. We're like generators on steroids, basically. The Energizer Bunnies of the world, that's manifesting generators. But I'll do a little bit of a recap here in case you missed that episode. It's episode 3. So you can go back and listen to that if you're a generator or a manifesting generator or you have someone in your life that is. All of the things that apply to generators apply to manifesting generators as well. So to recap, manifesting generators have a sacral, a defined sacral, and the sacral is life force and workforce energy. The sacral center has a sound, and it's how we get in touch with our body's wisdom. Now, the thing is that we are conditioned away from this sacral sound at a very young age because we want, or our parents want us to be polite little boys and girls. So we're conditioned away from this sound. The sacral typically makes a sound that is guttural. It's uh-huh or uh-uh in most cases. Now there's an exception to this, and that is a manifesting generator with the 3420 channel defined. 3420s are different beings. They are busy, 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 busy. If a regular manifesting generator or manifesting generator without this channel defined is busy, then the 3420 manifesting generator is 1,000 times more busy. And Ra always used to say they are busy for themselves. And I see this with the 3420s in my life. I am surrounded by 3420 manifesting generators. And they really are. Like, if I could do one thing for the 3420s in my life, it would be to have them just take a pause for a moment and be in the moment because they are always somewhere else doing a bazillion other things. And for a manifesting generator to say that about another manifesting generator, there's something going on. So the thing that happens, as I said, is that we get conditioned away from this sacral sound. It will be different for a 3420, and there's no standard sound. And the thing is, what Karen Curry Parker always taught is that it's because they're so fast, they don't have time to slow down for the uh-huh or the uh-huh. So they will have a sound. It could be yep, it could be yes, it could be yeah, it could be anything. But once you know what it is, if you're a 3420 or someone in your life is a 3420 Manny Gen, then it's as good as gold as far as, you know, just as good as the uh-huh or the uh-uh for another manifesting generator. So I'll give you the example of my grandson, Brooks. He is 18 months old and he is a 3420 manifesting generator and he already has his sacral sound and it's yep, 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 yep. He says it so fast that the word is barely formed and it's in response. It is like, I wish I could snap with the hand that's not holding the microphone. It's lightning fast, his sacral sound. So our challenge as parents and grandparents is to allow him to have that sound, to not condition him to say, Brooksy, say yes, please. Brooksy, say yes, please. Of course we want him to say please. What we have done with Sawyer and Brooks, what we try to train ourselves to do, we do slip up a lot, But what we try to do is allow them to have their sacral sound, so his yep, and then we wait a couple breaths and say please, and he will add the please as he gets older. We'll see how it goes. So we really want to allow children to be in touch with their sacral sound because it is their body's innate wisdom. And chances are, if you are old enough to be listening to this podcast, you were conditioned away from your sacral response. So that is your job one, is to tone your sacral. Just like a muscle, your sacral can be toned. So if you're a manifesting generator, you want to train the people in your life, as many as you can, to ask you yes or no questions so that you answer from your body. Because when you're given multiple choice questions or when you're given open-ended questions, it puts you into your head. And I can see this when I do sacral sessions with clients. I can see the second they go into their heads, and the head is no place to make a decision from, right? There's nothing up there that you want to be making decisions from. That's not where your inner authority is. If you're a manifesting generator, there's no way your inner authority is in your head. So you want to be asking yes or no questions. And I will use the same example I used in the generator episode. So your partner comes home and they want to know if you want to go out for dinner. So that would be a great question. Do you want to go out for dinner? Uh-huh, or uh-uh, or whatever your sacral sound is. However, what often happens is that instead they'll say, do you want to go to the pub, or do you feel like Chinese, or would you rather go for a steak dinner, or what about we just get takeout? And then you're in your head. You're in your head and you're trying to answer from your head. So you want to be answering from your sacral center. And to do that, you need them to ask you one question at a time. Do you want to go to the pub? Your sacral will tell you. Do you want Chinese? Your sacral will tell you. Do you want a salad? Your sacral will tell you. One question at a time. Okay? Really, really, really important. So the sacral is life force and workforce energy. It is the most powerful energy in the human design chart. It's the most powerful energy in your body. And as a manifesting generator, you have access to this life force and workforce energy. You also have a nonverbal creative flow. So your strategy is to live in response the same as a generator. The universe is always conspiring with you to give you things to respond to. So please don't ever worry that you're not going to get something to respond to, because I promise you, if you're following your strategy, you will get things to respond to. Manifesting generator energy can be kind of chaotic, okay? If, for people who are not mani-gens, they can feel chaotic in our energy fields when they're exposed to it. We may not feel it, but others do. So I don't know if this has ever happened to you, if you're a manifesting generator and this has happened to you, where you walk into someplace, let's say you walk into a little coffee shop, and you're just having a regular day being you, and you're out and about, and you go into the coffee shop and you get in the line and you watch and you see or you feel the energy shift around you. Has that ever happened to you? And you kind of stand there and you look around and you feel a little weird. You feel like, are people looking at me? What just happened here? And you have to kind of take a step back as a manifesting generator and go, oh, I think that's me. We disrupt the energy patterns in a room oftentimes because our energy can be chaotic. We want to get into the habit of also informing, because we have that nonverbal creative flow. We want to inform people what's about to happen. Oftentimes, people will stop our creative flow because they want to help us, because we can appear like we need to be helped. Because we're being so chaotic. And they think, oh my gosh, if I could just help her. And you know that the worst thing for people to do is to try to help you. I'll give you an example from my own life. So my husband and I have been married for 31 years. And for years and years and years, I would drive him crazy when I cleaned the house. Because when I clean the house, I clean every room in the house at the same time, right? It's top to bottom and I've got stuff everywhere and it looks like a hurricane hit, because I think that's the way that you should clean a house. He too is a manifesting generator, interestingly enough, a very conditioned one, I believe. But he too is a manifesting generator, but it drives him crazy. My chaotic energy makes him go crazy. And he would always be trying to help me, and I'd be like, get out of my way, get out of my way. Like, he just would be constantly underfoot and judging me for the way that I was cleaning the house. Not because it wasn't a good job, but because I was being chaotic about it. So now what we do is that I say to him, I'm going to clean the house on Monday. And he knows that he best be out of the house. I don't want him to help me. I don't want him anywhere near me. It is easiest if he just stays out of my way. And I feel like I need an amen from the many gens, because if you are a many gen, you know exactly what I mean, that it is easier to just do it yourself than to have someone try to interrupt that nonverbal creative flow and help you. You get so frustrated and a little bit angry, right? Okay, so the not self theme of manifesting generators is frustration, just like it is with generators. Oftentimes we say yes to the wrong things, and as manifesting generators, we tend to overcommit. We don't listen to our sacral authority, or we don't wait out our authority. We quit a lot of things because we try a lot of things. If you're a manifesting generator, guaranteed you have unfinished projects at home. You have hobbies that you thought you might take up. You probably, if you're a reader, you have hundreds of books on your shelf, some you've started and then left. Courses on your computer that you've started, maybe certifications that you've started because you thought, you know, you discovered one thing and then you decide you're going to take a course and then you're sick of that by the time something else comes along. Part of that is the fact that as manifesting generators, we are here to do more than one thing at once, okay? We need to have lots of things. Some of the things that we do will not be money makers. So don't feel badly. I want you to let that go. If you have things that you've started that you thought were going to be money makers that ended up just being hobbies, that's okay. Some of the things that you will do as a manifesting generator are just to keep you busy. They're just to burn through energy because you have a lot of energy. You need to use it, whether you're using it on hobbies or physical activity. Doesn't matter. You just need to be using the energy. So not everything needs to be a moneymaker, okay? You're going to do lots of things. However, you do still want to check in with your sacral and make sure that you're getting a sacral yes for something before you commit to doing it. That will reduce some of the frustration. Now, the other thing that's going to be frustrating as a manifesting generator is that you are here to speed up linear time, okay? A lot of your purpose is that you are here to find the most efficient way to do things and that you will always skip steps. This is as frustrating can be for you and everyone else involved. People that are in my world, I have customers, clients, audience members who have been with me for 20 years or more, and we now joke about the fact that Vicky skipped a step because they understand and they get me. And I love to be with people who get me because there's a lot of judgment on manifesting generators for skipping steps, okay? And I hope you're going, oh my God, yes, if you're a manifesting generator. Because you feel like you have egg on your face half of the time in your business because you've missed a step, because something didn't fire with your technology, because you put an email out at the wrong time. And just understand that as a manifesting generator, that's always going to happen. Because you're always going to skip steps to find the most efficient way to do it. You are literally speeding up linear time. There is a famous quote, something about the purpose of life is not to make time go faster. And then my second slide was manifesting generator, hold my beer. Because literally our purpose is to make time go faster. So you will be frustrated when you skip steps, and people around you will be frustrated as well. Just know that you are here to master things. You're going to master something and move on and master something else and move on. And your life is a pathway of mastery. And there are many other places where that may live in your chart. So, you know, if you have the 1648 channel, you're going to be mastering things. You're going to go deep, deep, deep on things, and then you're going to start again. So that's going to compound on top of that manifesting generator-ishness. And you just got to let yourself off the hook for it, okay? You just got to let yourself off the hook for it. I think that this is the greatest conditioner. This certainly has been my lived experience, that it's the greatest conditioner for manifesting generators is the conditioning that we should stick to one thing, that we're doing too many things at once, that why can't we ever just settle down? You know, I remember in 2008, we were in a recession, and I had opened a store in 2001 and bought a building in 2005, opened a second store maybe 2006, 2007, and a third store in 2008. And I remember the store was not doing well on its own, so I was going to move it into the building that I already owned where my other two stores were. And I remember getting an email from someone who I really love and admire, and she said, Vicky, you need to stop. people are looking for stability from you. And this business of opening things and moving things around, like it's not sitting well with people. And I remember laughing because even back then, I didn't have any human design knowledge. But even back then, I looked at the computer and I thought, because I was reading her email on the computer, I looked at the computer and I thought, my God, if people are looking to me for stability, there's something wrong. Now, I'm a stable person in my relationships. I've been married to the same guy for over 30 years. I live in the same house that I lived in when I was 10 years old. I have a lot of stability in my life, but I'm never going to be someone who isn't trying new things. I bring new things to my people. I bring excitement, and you do too if you're a manifesting generator. So you really need to learn to embrace that. So manifesting generators need a lot of activity. And like I mentioned, that can be some of these hobbies that are keeping you busy, but it also needs to be physical activity. Sacral energy is really, really powerful, and it needs to be used up daily. When manifesting generators don't have enough physical activity, they will tend to have trouble sleeping. They'll tend towards hyperactivity, think ADD, ADHD type behaviors, and thyroid issue. Just as a little side note, about 80% of people who are diagnosed with ADD and ADHD are generator types, generators and manifesting generators. And I have to wonder, if they moved their bodies more, would that be different? So the goal of energy in human design is always to get energy to the throat. If you're not using your energy daily, your energy quota daily from that sacral center, your throat is going to feel the pressure. And I can tell you that if my manifesting generator clients are not using enough energy daily, I can tell it immediately when they come to a coaching call because they cannot stop talking. It is this restless, that they just can't stop because their body is trying to move energy through the throat to take some of the pressure off there, to take some of the pressure off of the endocrine system, to take some of the pressure off of the anxiousness that's going crazy in their brains and get it out of their throat. So as a manifesting generator, remember that you want to use all of your energy daily, which is not easy to do. You need to be moving your body. You need to be being, you know, even your brain needs to be in constant activity. Like you need lots of stuff on the go so that you fall into bed completely exhausted and you close your eyes the minute you hit the pillow. If that's not happening for you, you are not active enough. I think it's important to note that Ra used to say that manifesting generators are the most conditioned of us all. And we are conditioned to initiate because we have the power to initiate. We have a motor defined to the throat. We have a defined sacral center so we can go and go and go and go and go. There's literally nothing stopping us. We can legit go out and do whatever we want, but it doesn't end well if we're not in response. The sacral is the center of response and it is always responding to life around it. So the key really is going to be to learn to live in response. In your business, you can absolutely do more than one thing as a manifesting generator. This whole funnel to one offer is never going to work for you. So you really have to let that go, okay? You know, it's like one offer at a time, one funnel to one offer, one pathway for your clients. It's probably not ever going to work for you and you need to embrace that. You inspire others by being all of you. You're a creative magnetic force. And the worst thing that you can do is shut yourself down and keep yourself in a box to make others feel comfortable. I want you embracing this part of you that does lots of things at once. And you don't have to be scattered while you're doing it. This week alone, the week that I'm recording this podcast episode, I'm delivering a back-to-school webinar. I launched a mastermind the end of last week, and I'm launching a podcast. I'm loving it. I'm on fire. I have the energy for it. It's allowing me to respond to more things because it's creating this like creative juiciness in me to do more of the things. I followed my strategy. I responded. I have an emotional authority in my design, which we'll talk about in another episode, but I followed my strategy and my authority to know that these things were right for me. Now contrast that to in the past, I've had other launches where I did everything like you're supposed to do. You know, I took the courses and the programs and I scheduled everything out and I ran a challenge and then all my emails were scheduled, all my social media was scheduled, and I was sitting in the background going la 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 for 3 weeks until the doors closed. And I was bored out of my mind. By the time the doors closed on those launches and it was time to deliver the program, my brain needed to be onto something else. I was bored stiff. So what you really want to do if you're in a launch situation in your business is that you want to give yourself opportunities to respond over and over and over and over and over again. Let your sacral get juiced up or lit up for the thing that you're doing. A launch is going to be way more exciting for you if you give yourself lots of reasons to be fired up about it. Give yourself lots of things to respond to and allow yourself to respond as you go along. Create content in the moment. You'll magnetize people towards you because you'll be unstoppable and you will be so excited about what you're doing. You want to create in the moment as a manifesting generator as often as possible. Of course, it's nice to have some things scheduled out ahead of time. But because you're responding to things that are happening around you, you'll always have more content coming out of you. You literally, as a manifesting generator, are a content creation machine. Like, you couldn't stop yourself if you tried from responding to things. So you really want to leave space in your world for on-the-fly content, because that's your gift, and that's when your people will love you the most. You want to allow yourself to be jazzed up all the time about your business, about your launch, about your content, about whatever you're doing. That's when you drop gold into your audiences, your clients, your customers' lives. So four things that I'd love for you to take away from this episode. Number one, tone your sacral. It is your body's innate wisdom. Ask yourself yes or no questions. Have other people ask you yes or no questions and start to understand and feel your sacral response in your body. Respond to life around you. The universe is always giving you things to respond to. That was number two. Number three, move your body daily. Do lots and lots of things to keep yourself active, to keep energy moving through your body. Do more than one thing, okay? Let go of the conditioning that you have to stick to one thing. Let yourself push away the sides of that box and get the heck out of there, okay? You're meant to do more than one thing, so allow yourself the freedom to do so. If you don't yet have your human design chart, there's a link in the show notes to download that for free at vickidixon.com, and there's a human design for business guide linked there as well. In the next episode, we'll be talking about our guides, the projectors. Stay tuned.